The astrologers, they told Fir'aun, the boy who will shred your throne into pieces, that boy has been born in Bani Israel. Now, upon this, Fir'aun, he became very worried and he became very angry. He badly scolded and told off the chief of the security officers, and he became very strict on the soldiers. Now, what the soldiers said was that we tried our best to kill every single child that was born, but we left only one son whom we did not kill ourselves, and that one child was born in the house of Imran. Imran radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the name of the father of Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and we believed in what the midwife said. We did not investigate any further, and we did not make sure whether the child has actually been killed or not. We just believed in her, and that was the only child that we did not kill with our own hands. Upon this, the chief of the security, he said to them that go and search his house straight away and enter it forcefully without any hesitation. Now, upon this command, the soldiers, they forcefully entered the house of Sayyidina Imran radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And at this moment of time, as they entered the house, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was playing in the lap of his sister, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha. Maryam was the name of the sister of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. The name of the mother of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was also Maryam, but she was separate Maryam, and this Maryam is separate. They are not the same individuals. So as the security personnel, the soldiers, they enter the house of Sayyidina Imran radiallahu ta'ala anhu, at that time Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was playing in the lap of his beloved sister Sayyidatuna Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha. And as soon as the soldiers enter the house, what does Sayyidatuna Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha do? She straight away puts Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam in the burning oven. Yes, to your views of Madani Channel, that's what she does. She instantly puts Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam in the burning oven so that the soldiers do not find out about him. And Sayyidatuna Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha, what she thought was that if the soldiers find out about Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, then they'll not only kill Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, but they will kill us as well. So to ensure that Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam doesn't get killed out of the hands of the soldiers, and we don't get killed either, with this thought in her mind, she put Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam in the burning oven. Now, the security personnel, they searched through the house, but they did not find anyone, because of course they wouldn't think that any human being, any person would be in the burning oven. So they didn't search through the oven, but they searched through rest of the house, and they couldn't find any boy, any child over there. So they returned back from there being satisfied that there's no child in this house. However, the mother of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam asked her daughter Sayyidatuna Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha that where is Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and she mentioned the entire account to her mother. The mother trembled with fear, with anxiety. In the midst of these feelings, these emotions, she ran to the burning oven, and she saw inside that Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is absolutely perfectly fine in there. He was in peace in the burning oven. This was the irhas of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, meaning such a miracle performed by a prophet that was manifested by him before the declaration of his prophethood. So this was an irhas of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, when Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam became 40 days old, Then his mother thought that his beloved son, Hazrat Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's life is in danger. So what she thought was that it's better to put him in a ship and make him flow in the river Nile. Perhaps he would get somewhere where someone would pick him up and he would bring him up. So this is more safer for my child, my son. As if he stays over here, then what would happen is that his life will be in danger. It will be in risk.